The Gotthard Tunnel is a marvel of technology, but the Gotthard area has become something of a backwater, with little economic activity and the population of its mountain villages draining away. Into this picture comes two beacons of hope, one figurative, one literal. An Egyptian billionaire is carrying the hopes of the village of Andamat. Sami Sawiris is ploughing over $1 billion into a tourism project there. Hotels, apartments, holiday homes, a sport and leisure centre. He thinks the potential is great.
I think it would be unique in the sense that it has so many features that the others don't have. For example, access. This is the only place that can be accessed from Zurich by highway in 1.5 hours, 2 hours from Milano, 3.5 hours from Germany. It's contained. There's no risk of it overgrowing. You know, the land available is very limited, and we have it all. The project is big enough to merit its own marketing and its own control of the environment it's in. We don't have 100 competitors of the type that come by a piece of land, build something, hit and run, take the money and go away, and don't care what happens.
The size of his firm, Orascom Development, is what is giving it an edge.
We can afford to put a golf course, whether it makes money or not, because it's going to make our 6 hotels make more money. We can afford to put a huge swimming facility and spa, because it's going to attract more people to buy houses or rent houses or live in our hotels. We can afford to renew the railway station and the ski lifts, because our guests will ultimately pay more if there's a fantastic ski destination.
Andamat is certainly being transformed, although Sawiris emphasizes that he sees himself simply as a partner, complementing what already exists. The owner of one of Andamat's tourist shops, who didn't want to tell us her name, was enthusiastic about the project, but said the villagers have to pull their own weight.
But I think most people are excited about it and think it's going to be all right. But of course, you cannot just sit down and wait that Mr. Sawiris is coming and he's making everything all right. You have to do something yourself also. So that's what I think some people haven't recognized that yet, exactly. That they also have to do something themselves. It has already started to change a little bit, not just because of Mr. Sawiris, but also because of all these people who have been building now in the village here, in the old village.
So, hope for Andamat. The project includes a huge new ski area, which will take in the village of Sedrun on the other side of the Oberalp Pass, which is also keen to promote itself as a tourist destination, but doesn't have a billionaire investor. This is where the other beacon of hope is, a lighthouse, the highest in the world. It was inaugurated to the sound of drums and alpine instruments, just a few hours before the tunnel was pierced almost directly below. The lighthouse is a replica of the one at the Hook of Holland, at the mouth of the Rhine, the river which rises close to the pass. On the one hand, the local Decentis Sedrun tourist office is promoting its Rhine source vision, wanting to attract some of the 50 million people who live along the river. But on the other hand, it's for the locals too, as Roland Bachmann of the tourist office explained.
This lighthouse shines in different cantons, and this is to show that we are working closely with each other in tourism, in the economy, including with the Sawiris project in Andamat. The light shows the way it should be done.
Sedrun had hoped that the new Gotthard Tunnel would open up the area. It wanted the shaft that was built to take construction workers down to the building site to be refurbished for passengers. But this so-called Porta Alpina project was eventually turned down by the Swiss railways and the government, to the great disappointment of local people. No one thinks anything can compensate for the loss of the Porta Alpina, but Bachmann thinks the Sawiris project will be of at least some help.
When you look at Andamat with Sawiris, and when Sedrun and Dieny are linked to it by ski lifts, these are visions, and we should give a broader public the chance to spend their holidays in this beautiful area.
Come what may, the area is set to change. Tradition is important, but it has to be adapted.
was Jessica Dacey reporting from the Gotthard region.